Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, open mic. Hello, everybody. And this is the program where we don't have a subject or a topic. You can pick your own. You want to ramble on, go ahead, as long as you keep it clean. Open mic. And I heard the information, the report on this guy, Fosse, abusing these dogs. A horrible, horrible thing. I think he ought to be prosecuted to see the rescue people. I believe they were beagles, the rescue people, bring them up on charges. Horrible thing to do to dogs. And I don't know all the details, but I know that he used them, and then I understand he destroyed them. So I always knew there was something weird about that guy. Couldn't put my finger on it, but I think he lied to us, too, about the pandemic. Inner Sight. All right. Yeah. So the Democrats have trimmed Biden's budget. You know, I mean, we knew they were going to do that. And they're going to try to pass it through. I don't know what those trims are. I don't know what the financial drawbacks of that would be. But I do know that this is why these programs are not good the way they're set up. The agencies should be mandated to contribute to programs that pertain to the disabled. That way you'd have more of a chance and you wouldn't have to worry so much about what the politicians do. Well, maybe someday this country will wake up. I don't know. Inner Sight, open mic. We'll get the phones going in a little bit. But I want to tell you about the great Big East, Takeda Rescue. My beautiful friends down there in the Toms River, Joanne Diamond, Matt, and her daughter Belle. Yeah, her daughter has the same name as my dog. Charabelle. All right. Thank you so much for the food and the joint rescue tablets and the caring and the love. Big East, Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita, a great, great dog that are very, very naturally smart in many, many things. Inner Sight, and nobody starves on Long Island. You need food to feed your Akita. We got a way you can get that. Nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, it's a nonprofit. He doesn't get paid for it. He gets everything donated. And the phone number is 631-484-3085. If you're disabled, let him know. If you have trouble picking the food up, he may be able to bring it to you. And when he's able to do it, he also has veterinarian services. So check it out. 631-484-3085. Remembering many of the beautiful children of the world who have passed away, disabled kids, Corey, Avante, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and beautiful, beautiful little ones. We honor all the children. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Watch out for the children. All right, Kennedy Realty, my buddy. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, and very knowledgeable about the real estate market and all that. Recently, he donated $100 to InnerSight, so that helps. Mr. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. So you need some good advice, you're buying a house, you're selling your house, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186, and we thank him. We thank Suffolk Bus Corp. We thank the Touro Law Center for being there for us. And we thank Macaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, some of the people that have helped us in the past. Sunset Restaurant, Ice Slip Cleaners here local has helped. You know, people who care about what we're trying to do and change a system that in many, many ways oppresses millions of people. All right, InnerSight around the world, open mic. And, you know, you hear a lot of big companies now that gaining, even though the pandemic was on. I don't know if this pandemic has been declared officially over. I don't think it has. I don't think it ever will. You know, because too many people, too many companies, in too many ways can make money off of it. People forget that. Wars, people make money over wars. Certain industries. Pandemic, people make money over that. Again, certain types of industries. So there's a reason and a motive for certain individuals and companies to keep this thing alive, the making of money. A lot of people have profited from this pandemic. InnerSight's not one of them, I got to tell you that. We could use some help right now. We got about $50 in the bank. All right. Anybody want to help that, call us at 631-224-3090 or send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. We'd be happy to advertise your business. We'd be happy to put it on our cable show. We get back in the studio.
Yeah.
And even up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So help InnerSight. Help us change a system that is outdated and too old to really care about people in the right way.
It's true.
And toward that end, tune us in tomorrow night on the only program that I know of that is dedicated to getting rid of the nursing homes, not just getting people out.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of them. There's a big difference. How much money is wasted? And I say this in a very positive way. How much money is wasted on getting people out of nursing homes?
A lot.
What's the point of that if the place is still there? And people can just, the same people can fall back in, or new people will come in.
Mm.
See? That money is being wasted. $172 billion?
Yeah.
A lot of people could be helped with that money.
Oh, yeah.
And not all of them would be disabled either. So there you have a tremendous waste of money and energy, you know, in people. Every advocate for the to help people in nursing homes. Every advocate doing that should be dedicated to getting rid of these nursing homes. And they can't. They're restricted. And that's what the show is about tomorrow night, so tune us in. And we'll give you more info on how you can help. I'd like to urge all of our 110,000, almost 700 listeners, for each listener, you know, and you don't even have to take it out of your own pocket. You can get a sponsor. Each listener, send us $5, a one-time gift. Send us $5. And we will dedicate that money to changing the system. We won't pay big salaries. We won't open a big building. No. We'll do it right from this show. All right. We might rent a studio to get the television show back in the swing. That I would do. Because it's important, and get up on YouTube. So if each listen, would send us $5, you know, talk to your friend or somebody or relative if you can't afford the $5, get a sponsor. We'd be happy to recognize anyone on the program who would take up this cause and try to get $5 out of each person who hears this show.
Well,
all right, Inner Sight, open
mic
213.
I'm sorry.
What?
I said it would help them in the future.
Yeah. 213-816-1650, open mic. And if you call in, keep it clean. I know it's hard to do that sometimes because when you're disabled and you're trying to live your life and the system is frustrating you, you get carried away, and that's normal. That's normal. Mm-hmm. We did a show describing on how it's like a war, and it is.
It is.
We're fighting a war. You know, when a person walks down the street, you know, in any given town, and you're visually impaired, and you can't find a bus stop, you know, because they didn't put the signs up and they don't give a damn. There's no law to make them do it, you know. There's a law that suggests they should do it, but that's a far throw from making them do it.
That's right.
You know? Then you realize, if you do it for long enough and every other thing that you need is not there, you realize you're in a battle.
Yeah.
You know? And many a time, people who are disabled suffer battle fatigue from this battle because it's an emotional war.
Yeah.
You know? So, that's what we're trying to overcome.
Not only emotional, psychological as well. I mean, I know many a times I had to convince certain people, you know, when I was an advocate for them, to just continue and not let, you know, the war conquer them, but they conquer what is going on, you know, with their advocacy and, you know, the way they are also dealing with their own issues. It's very difficult, very, very difficult.
And who's the enemy? The injustice. And those who support it.
Yeah.
You know, that's who the enemy is. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, we have Anthony.
All right, 213-816-1650. Open mic, Anthony from Brooklyn on Inner Sight.
Back to the page.
Hello.
Oops. All right. Hold on. Here it is. Here he comes.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Hi.
Good, good.
How you doing?
I'm okay. So it's open mic, and I can't help myself. And I'm going to mention the same thing I did last night, because that's sometimes what we do here. I'm not going to be happy with the way that we live our lives as disabled people and feel that we have recovered from the pandemic until these home care agencies get it halfway back together the way it was before and stop with this half job and stop, you know, offering these people that we just said 2 days ago we didn't want, and then you're going to tell us that, well, we're short-staffed. Our mind isn't going to change. If people were neglectful to us, then they're going to be neglectful to us 2 days later. And the fact that they talk to people isn't really going to change anything and tell them that you have to do your job. And if the client says you don't do anything, that can negatively affect you. We cannot live like we live in a third world country and leave our disabled people abandoned with no money to survive and no one to care. And Joe Biden is not doing what I voted for him to do as president, because he's spending too much money on other things that interest the world and hardly anything on disabled people, and it always seems like we're an afterthought, you know. Mm-hmm. And even when they brought the meals to people's door and people volunteered, it seemed as though it was a half job and, you know, we should do that for them because they can't starve for too long because they'll die. I'm just sick of the way this country operates. We live in the richest country in the world, and we are the ones that suffer the most. We're the poorest. We're the neediest. We're the ones that get the least. We get put places against our will. Everybody seems to dictate our lives. We're told that we're adults and we're quote-unquote treated like adults, but yet other people, including these home care agencies, want to tell us what we have to do, how we have to live, and the kind of life that we have to expect. And I don't want to hear this excuse about, oh, well, you know, you're disabled and you can't expect that kind of life because you receive SSI or Social Security or whatever, and you know, you got it from your father or whatever, and you didn't work for it. So basically, senior citizens, you know, because they're older and they work, have a better life than we do, and we can't get into the same housing
Excuse me, Anthony. Let me just interject something here. I have a vision of what goes on in the White House with Mr. Biden's advisors, and they're telling him, don't pay too much attention to these people. We have the nursing homes. These people are a dying, devastated people. They can't bring you any income. See? And that's probably what they're telling him.
Right.
I have no doubt.
That's the same way that Governor Cuomo felt about us, you know, well, I won't say us, but I'll say those of us who are disabled who had to go into a nursing home. The way he acted, you know, turned my stomach, and it was hard to hear Marlene talk about it because he had this, well, they're old and they're going to die anyway. So Maureen, I'm sorry. And then, you know, I kind of sort of feel like disabled people who were in their homes, even though they weren't sick perhaps and didn't have the coronavirus, but they were in a situation like mine, were kind of treated like, well, these people have been burdens for years and we've run to them for as long as we could, and we're all kind of worried about ourselves now because the world has come to, you know, a halt. So however they live is however they live, and, you know, if anything, then they'll just be told to call 911, and, you know, when they get to the hospital, then they'll help them take a shower, and whenever life, you know, returns to normal, we'll get to them. And, you know, if you look at the way the government operates, their whole philosophy for years is that, you know, we don't really care about them and we'll get to them later. Look at SSI. It was supposed to be raised above the poverty level 30 years ago, and nobody talks about that. We're living on pennies that they know good and well was impossible for us to live that way, because they know that inflation and, you know, and the prices of food and everything have just made it impossible for you to live. So then there are people who are individuals who privately complain about it, you know, within their family members, within their family, you know, about how people are becoming a burden because, you know, they're disabled and now I have to take him in or her in because they can't afford the rent anymore. They can't afford food. They don't have enough home care hours. They can't get an aide. They can't get a decent aide. They can't get a stable aide. And the insurance refuses to approve somebody for more hours, and you know that somebody needs to live every day, but you only want to give them 4 hours, 3 days a week, and call it managed care. And that's what they get for working 30 years. Yeah, and they know good and well that the person is going to, you know, need to move with someone else and be dependent and become more codependent, and then they just don't care because they figure that that's, you know, their lives are going to be that way. So they don't really care about how independent we are and what kind of quality of life that we get, or that we do get a stable caregiver, because if they did, they would try to make our cases more appealing, where they would give us more hours and make it possible for us to survive, give us enough money, whereas you know, if our family members die, then we don't have to starve to and practically die because we don't have enough money to eat or to live, you know, to depend on these food pantries that we can't get to, that provide no sort of delivery service where we could get food or, you know, get our medication because our aid doesn't show up or whatever it is that we need. So if you think about it, Frank, the government makes us more dependent on other people in society, even though we want to be independent, we could never be, and we will never be, because our life just isn't structured that way.
They've set up the agencies to make us more dependent, too.
Right, yeah. And all they do is have these different people, and she handles this, and he handles that, and then they, you know, you press in an extension, and it sends you to a department where you leave a message, and nobody will ever call you back, because some people, a lot of people die before they ever get into, out of the nursing home and into that, you know, transition program, and they know it, and they don't care.
Nope.
Yeah,
they really don't
because
care.
No, they don't. Whatever is going to be is going to be. When you willow away, you willow away, and whatever happens is your sorrow and not theirs. And they, you know, probably don't think much of home care, or they think that they don't care about it. You know, home care agencies don't care about the way it runs anyway. And, you know, it's less of a burden on them, and they just work there, and they don't know you, so who gives a hoot? And that's a shame. And that's the way the world operates, Frank, if you think about it. You know what I mean? The only organization that I know of that, you know, delivers the food pantry food is Helping Hands. And I told you about that church that I heard of, that I got a notice under my door. They wanted you to pay a fee before they would give you food. And you had to pay it up front. Well, what's the sense? You could take $20 or $30 and go to the supermarket and buy whatever you could, or just buy Chinese food. What, you know, what purpose does that serve? Yeah, I mean, the way that they have us living in the richest country in the world is a pathetic and pitiful joke. And that's the way I see it. Not only are we disabled, there are symptoms of neglect all over us, that we can't get our hair cut because we don't have an aide that can push our chair. We can't get a shave. You can't have any kind of social life, any kind of interaction with anybody, any kind of anything. You just have to sit in your house every day and be bored and live like a hermit.
And die away.
Not go anywhere and die away and not be able to afford cable or anything else, and just basically live in your apartment until, you know, your heart stops beating and you don't live anymore, and that's a shame. But
that
that's the way
you
it
know,
is.
Well, you know, I made a plea before, a request before, you know, We have over 110,000 listeners. If every listener would get us a $5 donation, they don't even have to take it. I'm not asking disabled people to, you know, get it. Get it from somebody. Explain. Let them, you know, give them the website, you know, and let people know this age, this organization, Inner Sight, wants to change the way everything is done so I can have a life. You know, explain it to people. If everyone would send us $5, we could do this.
Yes, I know we could.
We can do it. And the hell with this government.
Our hearts in the right place.
Not that I hate the government. I don't hate the government. I happen to love this government. I love this country.
So do I.
But they got to love us back, man.
Yeah, things have changed drastically. We're the bottom on the list. And basically, this is not acceptable. You know what? Any moment in time, any one of anybody could become a disabled person. You've got to realize that. And they don't
overnight,
realize
people
that.
Do become disabled.
I won't become disabled. It won't happen to me. I get this one, or everybody feels like that. That's the greatest minimization of what you feel, you know, or how you feel.
Yeah, or I'm young and healthy, and well, when you get into that stage of life, you have to expect that because that's the way it is, and that's the way it's always been.
What stage of life?
Always from
age 20.
Yeah,
so
but you
now,
don't expect to be treated like garbage.
Yeah, but you know,
I mean, for me, it's 32 years plus, and let me say, all 32 years, I wouldn't say were, you know, not fun. I've had fun, but yet I've also had, you know, a life that because of things degenerating in my body, people not helping me. I feel as if I'm hitting a brick wall at times.
Right. Because our life is consumed with the system, Suzanne. That's all we do.
That's all our
mind is living on the phone with these agencies. I mean, that's all we do, literally, until the moment they close. And waiting for them to call and being at their mercy.
Oh,
and
they refer you. The best thing is when you're in one day, you're referred from one agency to another agency to another agency, and nobody wants to help, not one person. And then you're saying, okay, I get really pissed off at this, and then I start doing what a Joe would do. I think of Joe. I really do. Every time I get, he lives with me, you know, what he's said, and what he's done as an advocate is remarkable in a sense. He was one small person, but he moved mountains, I tell you, at times. Right, Frank?
Yeah, well, you know, when the agency shipped you around, it's probably because they've reached their quota, and they don't need you.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
Something like that, you know. We can't help you, you know, because they're not going to get any money for it.
Yeah.
That's what their bottom line is. The only time they'll do anything for you is when they can get something out of it.
They all want to act like they don't know what the other organization does and how they operate it, and they're around it for how many years, and we'll refer you here, and we'll refer you there, and then in the end they'll refer you nowhere, and everyone will close your case because everybody just wanted to make money off of you and wanted, you know, a name to say that, you know, we have added another client to our roster that'll never get any help, but she's just there because we need disabled people because we need our jobs to exist and operate our agency, and that's all it's really about, you know, and that's why I don't bother with any of these agencies because my life is consumed enough with this home care nonsense that, you know, we'll never function halfway decent, and, you know, and that's the way it is, but I'm tired of hearing, you know, society's typical brush-offs. I don't hate the government either, but I'm increasingly disgusted more and more every day by the way it operates, and, you know, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or I just don't have patience like I used to anymore, but to be honest with you guys, I mean, all our patients have worn thin, and we've all had enough, you know what I mean, and Joe Biden isn't doing anything. Yeah, we're all fed up to the top of our chest, and we can't take it anymore. but we're just doing this show to vent and to, you know, to get the word out and to try to help and to encourage, you know, people to get involved and to hope that someone who, you know, will hear it and can make a change and will, you know, give a donation so that, you know, we can, you know, take the world by, you know, by its shirt. And you know, do this ourselves if the government isn't going to do it, because, you know, it seems like you can't really depend on the government for anything because they just want to run things the way it always has been, business as usual, as I always say. I mean, look at somebody like Suzanne, a broken wheelchair for how many years just sitting there. And
yeah,
you know,
sitting
yeah.
I can't elevate my legs properly either. They dig at the
right.
back of my legs, the metal. And I, when I go, I have to put a big pillow if I really wanted to elevate my legs. So 90%
right.
of the time I'm lying down in bed because my legs are swollen lately. Very bad.
Wow. Can you take a water pill?
I'm on two. Not one. And
yeah,
I can't take the one that would work the best.
She needs,
you know,
something
why?
Else.
Yeah, I do. I need acupuncture. Actually, it's been helping me, the acupuncture.
And minor home repairs, which no agency would help to get involved in
right.
paying for or doing anything. And the
right.
the oxygen tank that was falling out of your nose that you had to hold in your nose every minute to breathe because the government was too cheap to pay for a better one. I mean, what a life we live.
I know.
And, you know, I mean, I don't know, Suzanne. I used to be, you know, more of a patient person. I used to have more patients than I do now, but it's just like, you know, at the end of the day, you say the heck with it, and
well,
just...
you know what? It takes a lot of energy to be cordial with somebody who is really running you down. It really
mm-hmm.
does.
Yeah.
So I'm half of, you know, of cordial and half let me beat you up type of person.
Yeah.
Because I
and
can't
I,
take it anymore.
I am too. I mean, you get to
yeah.
the point where, you know, you start thinking, you know, maybe you should, you know, start doing yoga, you know, breathing
meditation.
Exercises and stuff like
yeah.
that, meditation, because there's only so many ways you can say something to someone without wanting to blow your top. And when you repeat the same thing and someone thinks that just
well,
because
I
you
always
need someone
do it this say, way. And I'll give you a hint. I've always been good at this. I shame people. I hate to say it, but I do. Really bad.
Oh, your mm-hmm. phone is getting gobbly.
It's not this one. It's not the one.
Oh.
You know why this one, I believe, happens to have limited charge on it. But if I need to change it, I'm hoping. Yeah,
all right.
I'll do
Anthony,
that.
Anthony, we're gonna move on. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Wisdom.
Take care. You're welcome.
We appreciate
yeah.
it. Open mic and Inner Sight, let's see, tomorrow night, the rerun on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 channel 3 on the Spirit, 11 o'clock tomorrow night. Thursday, Altie, 7:30, and we're trying to get new shows in, you know, old shows, but different ones, all right? Let's see, Thursday, 7:30, Altice, Channel 20. That's the television programming. Friday, over here, is the Follies, the Funnies. So tune us in and have a little fun, you know. We can laugh at it, and at the same time, fight to change it. The
yeah,
system.
We're telling a story
crazy.
When we fight for it
system.
And make laugh.
Yeah.
You know, it's very difficult to do that, you know?
Well, we've learned to be soldiers.
Yes, we have. You don't...
You gotta be a soldier. You gotta survive.
Well,
you
see, I shame people, and I hate to say it, and I also... You know, I don't get angry on the phone, but I get I have gotten aggressive at times. I don't like to be, but, you know, I have no choice, but I have to be at times. You know, you have to, you know, say, hey, listen, how would you like it if you lived in my shoes and have this, 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 and this problem, and you cannot get anything done. And I've done it. I've gotten past the situation. Like, I'll give you an example. Nice provider of internet and phone service was giving me trouble. And I finally got the phone replaced. You know, Verizon. I'm going to say it. You know, I'll call out people.
Well, you didn't get it yet.
No, it's coming tomorrow. I see the delivery.
And you hope it's going to work.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing.
Because anytime I talk, told me something, the accessibility department, and he told me, oh, the voice of your speaker and the voice of the thing that announces, you know, what's on the screen both come from the same source, and that's why they're conflicting. They can't speak at the same time. I said, you don't see a problem with that? Is what I said to him. I said, I have the right to be able to talk and text if I don't understand somebody at the same time. I have the right, you know, because I don't see well and I don't hear well. So, I mean, if I'm going to text somebody, to affirm what I said to them, you know, and I might happen to see that a little bit better at that given moment, my eyes aren't as blurry, my hearing might not have
gotten
it.
Excuse me. They know that's the problem. Why the hell don't they fix it?
They should. They should put a separate mic. A mic and speaker, so people can can have a conversation, you know, and have their accessibility device, which happens to be VoiceOver for this phone, and why I bought this phone to begin with, and not an Android would have saved me a lot more money than a stupid iPhone. Yeah, they know the
problem.
So it
sounds like they made it the wrong way.
No, it sounds like they were cutting costs and didn't put an additional speaker for somebody who needs it. And then
well,
I also
what I mean.
Gave
made it
them,
the wrong way.
What about a Braille keyboard? He goes, but then Freedom Scientific won't have a job. I said, well, yeah, they will if you hire them to do it.
What
you know?
About these damn
they
agencies?
Be, yeah.
They should help and contribute.
Yes, they should.
To that.
Yes,
no?
They should.
Nobody does anything about that.
Nope. And a person who has trouble with communication, you're telling me, you know, I mean, I have to wear my hearing aid and I have to pray that at that moment there's nothing in the room, you know, that's going to make a noise that's mechanical because then I won't hear anything. You know,
well, that's no good either. That,
right.
That's not going to work like that with that
no.
equipment.
Nope. All these equipment need changing. They really do. Oh, we have to grin and bear it because we're disabled. Bull. We don't. We have a half-butt law.
They made it in the wrong way, and they're making money on it, so they should be responsible to fix it. But there's no enforcement in the law.
That's right. And that's what everything boils down to, Frank. It's the money. Two things really need to change. The law and the way in which we get our benefits and how we could keep our benefits when we don't have, we need to pay for a lot more things than your average person. Okay, people don't realize it. For me to be alive, I have to pay and find a way, you know, to be alive.
Yeah, there's no protection. You know,
yeah.
No protection of the law. There's no enforcement on these things, and that's why it keeps happening.
Yeah.
And until Innosight has the money to put up a lobby, you know, and to publicize it, why we're doing it, and to help people with our idea of Volunteers for Freedom, and to publicize that, you know, and to make our case to close down these damn nursing homes and get rid of them and stop wasting all that money, it's going to keep happening because nobody else is going to do this. I don't know of anybody else. I wish there was.
Yeah, me too.
We're the only ones that are striving to get rid and to change the system that we have to deal with.
Yeah.
That oppresses us. Now you heard Anthony a few minutes ago. There's millions of people like Anthony.
Oh, there are.
A lot of them don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah,
because
they're afraid of losing
them.
What little services that they do
I
have.
I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either, but you know what? I will keep fighting. And I guarantee everybody, you know, I don't blame them, but I will keep fighting.
See, if we had the money, people would be more inclined to talk about it because they'd be more protected with what we were doing, you know? They'd be more protected if there was a lobby in Washington with strict penalties with the ADA to make everything accessible, you know, because that would get, if we had the money, that would get publicized on a big scale.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do. Nobody's doing that.
Definitely.
I don't know of anybody. I haven't heard one word of anybody who is publicizing the fact that there's no protection of the law on the, you know, the Americans with Disability Act. So that's what we're up against, and that's why we have this program, you know, where people can call in, open mic, voice your concerns, remain anonymous, 213-816-1650 is the phone number here. And it's 842 New York, open mic. So we welcome. Are there any other callers?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I refreshed, but I could try one more time just to make sure.
Yeah.
No.
Got a phone call tonight from...
We got Louie.
Yeah, in a minute. I got a phone call tonight from an automated phone call from another congressman telling people to vote Republican. Now, I found out that, as a matter of fact, you told me that this guy wants to be governor, right?
Yeah.
Now, he's criticizing Biden. Biden criticizes him, you know. Many of the Republicans wanted Trump out, you know. The Democrats, of course, a lot of them wanted him out. Now a lot of them want Biden out. You know, the whole thing is all mixed up. How can you believe these people or trust them when they keep changing their mind all the time?
Yeah.
And the people who need help can't get it because of that.
Nah.
It's crazy. You know what my conclusion is? And I'm going to say it around the world. I'm not voting for anybody anymore.
Nah, there you go.
No. I'm not voting for them. The only way I'll vote for them, if they do something to help disabled people. You know, I want to see them do something, not just talk. Do something. You know, and I got a whole damn list. If they call me, I'll tell them what they can do.
Nah.
All right, in a sight, let's take Louie's call about, talk about the Friday night frolics.
Okay.
In a sight live.
Here he comes.
Rivera, Louis, the Lip.
Hey,
hello,
Louis.
Suzanne.
Hi, Louie. How are you?
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Good, good. How you doing?
I saw it on Public Access on the Saturday night. Those two ladies from that late night on the Public Access, Connie and Christy. Those two female ladies.
Nice. What is that about?
Connie and Chrissy. What are they, dancers?
That's on a public ass. What?
Are they dancers? What do they do?
No, they're date. They're named a show called Date Night with Connie and Chrissy. I saw it last Saturday on public ass. There were those ladies. They're so cute, you know.
Oh,
I see it out of sight.
Yeah.
They're far out also.
Yeah, talk show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. I like those ladies. They're funny. Those two female ladies wearing the pink dress and the sharp shoes and pretty face.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
that
right.
was funny. On Connie and Chrissy, I was talking about a flirt. I wish I could go on that show, Connie and Chrissy. I talk about the love drops they gave it to the ladies to get it on, you know. and Louis
yeah.
Rivera and the conga. What? Yeah.
Why don't you write them a letter or call them, you know?
Yeah, they might.
Yeah. I don't know. I got called the operation about the show Date Night with Connie and Chrissy. I had to get their phone numbers so I can reach those two ladies. I joined
yeah,
that show
what
called
channel
Date
is
Night.
That?
I had a good time. Channel 20 on Public Access or Channel 115.
Right.
Those two pretty ladies are out of sight.
All right, so you could call.
Maybe
call cable. They'll give them a message for you.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know.
You can invite them on this show Friday night. They could call in.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, I'll try. Listen to this rhythm.
Oh, there you go.
Mm. All right.
Nice.
Is that a mamba? Is that a mumble
yeah,
rhythm?
I owe you that conga rhythm on the phone.
There you go.
Well, don't forget, Friday night, have the drum with you.
Yeah.
When you're calling.
Yeah. Hit a conga beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to call Connie and Chrissy. I watched that show Date Night. I had a lot of laughs and jokes and everything. Talking to one of the celebrities, you know. I enjoyed myself on watching it on the television.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they look pretty.
Hey, Louie, what's going on Friday night? We're going to have fun, right?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is me, Jerry Lewis. Be sure you call on Friday night to 8 to 9 o'clock. With the crazy frolics, we're going to hear from Lauren Honey, the Honeymooners, Rosanna Rosetta Dada, your friendly philosopher, maybe Willie Nelson, I don't know, and maybe Dugler and Hardy.
Alright, Friday night. And Jimmy Dinigan will be here.
Who?
Jimmy Dinigan.
Yeah, my name is Jimmy Dinigan. It's the second right here.
You want to talk to me, call Yoni. You feel free to call in and say on Friday night with a lot of fun. Then I'm done on Roseanne's line and then that other one. Jerry Lewis and Roseanne, whoever it is you want to talk to.
All right, Friday
go,
night, 8 to 9. Inner sight.
I don't forget Connie and Chrissy on a date night from Public Access.
Connie and
Chrissy. Hey, you got to call them.
I'm too shy. They love me too much.
Oh. They might love you a lot. You could
They'll
go
like
play
you,
the taka there.
Yeah. I wish I could go on a show date night and talk about love drugs. I'm talking to ladies. I'm on Frank Perino's Inner Sight and Blog Talk Radio. We have a phone with the Fox. I made a lot of laughs going on at the same time. I think I might even talk to those two female ladies.
All right. Now, ladies, control yourself. Stay away from Louis now. He's a big star. Don't worry. Just keep your distance. No touching. No touching.
I just got social. I took the vaccine already.
No. Oh. Did, huh? All right. Inner Sight.
Okay,
hey, thanks, Lou.
Okay, you too, Suzette Rossi. Love you.
All right. Take care. Love you too, Lou. You take care. Okay?
See you on
Friday.
All right. See you on Friday, yep.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All
right. Bye-bye.
Inner Sight. Open mic, 213-816-1650.
Oh, he has another quick thing to say. He wants to say something. Hold on. Here he
Who
goes.
Wants to say something?
Louie again.
Lou, oh.
Yeah. What, Lou?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. You wanted to say
Hello?
Something. Yeah, you hit
Hello?
The number one. To say something.
All right, no, he.
Hello?
He probably did it.
Yeah, it's okay.
By accident. All right, thank you, Lou.
Yeah. Thank you, Lou.
Oh, okay, I thought it was a two.
All right.
Sorry.
Inner Sight, open mic, and talk about whatever you want, you know. So we are determined to get the message out, you know. Get the word out that people deserve better. And you know the amazing thing that keeps going through my mind when you show people, and I'm talking about the government, when you show them a way that they could reduce the cost and still help people, you know, that they haven't paid attention.
That's right.
You know, and I'm thinking of specifically of when I met with my congressman. I haven't heard back. It's been like 2 months. I'm leaving the door open. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I'll never close that door because I believe that every disabled person should have the right to a service dog. That doesn't mean they should have one. It means they should have the right.
That's right.
Service dog. The big difference, you know. So I presented to him, and we have a lot of names to back us up on this one, presented a way that he could protect people without spending any money within the realm of what he does as a congressman, you know, creating new amendments to a law that's already there. You know, so when you present that to the legislators or the politicians or the Congress, the President of the United States, and you make a case that we want to contribute, we as disabled people want to contribute to this government. That's why we want everything accessible. So we can go to work and the employer will take money out of our paycheck and it goes to the government. You know,
yeah.
Let us do that like everybody else. I mean, whoever can, whoever wants to, let them do that. So make everything accessible. So we can do that. See, we have not gone to the government and asked them to give us more money. We haven't done that. the independent living centers do that all the time. Mm. You know, they do it all the time. And what has it gotten them? Nothing. I mean, you heard you heard Anthony earlier. There's millions of people who would say the same thing. Mm. You know,
it's true.
You check almost the 80,000 names on the petition. Why? Because people believe that a blind person should be protected when denied the guide dog. You know, there's a lot of people who believe that. And if we had the money, there'd be a lot more signatures on that petition. So we're not asking the government to hand out stuff to us. We're asking them to make everything so we can apply for a job and have an equal chance. You know, and that includes being able to get to work. You know, I'm talking about the signs, make it so people can find the bus stop and whatever. Whatever is there for everybody else. So that we can contribute to society and to the country. That's why Inner Sight does this show. I mean, you hear a lot of various talking on a lot of different. You have a lot of frustration, but the bottom line is make it so that we can contribute to this government. For those of us who love this country. So in effect, by not giving us equality, the government is stopping us from loving this country.
That's true.
And that world is what I don't like. You know? The politicians have a way where they can spend less money and help us. You know? They have a way now. It's documented around the world that way. Volunteers for Freedom is part of that. Mandate the agencies to start raising money. We've suggested a big way to do that is bring back a yearly telethon, or maybe twice a year, a telethon. You know? It's going to take years to change this system. I may never see it. But I'm still going to fight for it, be it on heaven or in earth, if I'm worthy.
That's true.
If I'm worthy. All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night on our nursing home program. Get rid of them. Nursing homes kill people. Tomorrow night, I want to thank all our callers, listeners, Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
And, yeah, keep that spirit. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And we thank you for listening. We thank you for being a part of what we're trying to accomplish and what we will accomplish. Now, you want to talk positive? There it is. We will accomplish our goal to give people the same freedom, even though they're disabled, the same freedom everybody else has. That's our goal.
Yes.
That's what we want.
Without that.
Bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, you know, good for the... You could actually make money in terms of...
Goodbye, world!
Sorry.
Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Now, go ahead, finish your statement.
No, we could actually make money, you know, you could make money through a disabled person in terms of them working for you if you just support them. I mean, people don't realize that. That's a shame.
Well, you got to make everything accessible.
Very much so.
The person can have an equal chance.
Yeah.
You know? That doesn't mean they got to hire the person because they're disabled. No.
No.
You hire them because they could do the good job for you. You know,
that's true.
But if the equipment isn't accessible, if you can't understand, you can't read it, how are you going to do the job?
That's true.
Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.